Dr. Scott participating from remotely.
Hello,
Jay, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to our meeting here. We are all gathered together in Cartagena, ready to hear your presentation. Let me check if it's uploaded into our computer. Hold on a second, please.
Start recording, please.
Okay, Jay, there we are. We have the presentation on our screen.
Okay. I see it, and it looks like I have been given privileges to move the slides. Thank you, Marika. I just wanted to, at the beginning of the call, let you all know that you need to push star zero to begin a recording. And the operator said she was advised to call a Rafik Damik, but is only getting a ring with no answer when she tries to dial out.
Jay, as far as I understand, Rafik was not available even on the phone.
But, okay.
Glenn, do we have something more with the recording? We have to start the recording? It's already in. It's already recorded, Jay. So,
yeah, okay, great.
Go ahead. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so very much for the opportunity to make this presentation to the GNSO Council. We appreciate it. The work team has worked very, very diligently. Thanks to all the members of the team for all their hard work. With that, let's get started here. So, as you all know and are well aware, the board recommended in its improvement model that we go to a working group model. So in the past, we had these task forces, and they generally operated more like a legislative bodies where decisions were primarily based on voting. And we began moving ourselves into a working group model where they're intended to be more open and inclusive, and issues could be tackled and decided on a consensus approach. So the working group work team was asked by the PPSC to come up with guiding principles and operating rules and procedures for working groups. So in other words, as we get more people involved with working groups and new and inclusive members of the ICANN community to step up and lead, they would have some general principles of guidance that would assist them as they begin to develop and establish working groups. So the working group work team submitted our proposal called the Working Group Guidelines to the PPSC back in May of this year prior to the meeting we had in Brussels in June. After the presentation, the PPSC identified that there were still some issues that they had, some questions and points that they wanted us to reconsider, so they sent the document back to the work team with a request that we reconsider the issues that they raised. And the working group work team worked through late September, early October to go through these particular issues and specifically respond to each issue, making those revisions where they felt it was necessary and giving an explanation or a rationale for those decisions that they chose not to implement based on the recommendations from the PPSC. So the PPSC is working on finalizing the guidelines for submission to the GNSO Council, and that's where we are to date. So what I'm going to do is provide you with an overview of what is the approximate final working group guidelines, highlight those issues that are still out there from that we're dealing with, and encourage you to ask questions or raise any issues that you believe that we need to, or the PPSC, I should say, can consider when finalizing these guidelines. So the guidelines. What are the roles and responsibilities? So we felt like one of the guidelines needed to be were how to announce the establishment of a working group, how membership should be applied for by members of the community, how to plan for the first meeting, what administrative details should be taken care of to ensure that this is a smooth process as you onboard members of a work team. How do you select the leaders for the working group? What are the members and roles and responsibilities for the particular members? One person we have is a liaison that will serve as a liaison, and that is a member of the GNSO Council that would serve to liaise between the working group and the GNSO. And it says there's an outstanding issue, but we had a call on December 1st, and I believe that that issue has been resolved. We believe that a liaison, much like a working group chair, should be neutral. That does not mean that they cannot step out of that role and offer their own opinions with regards to issues being tackled by the work team, but in doing their interface between the working group and the GNSO, they are to be a neutral party. We also discuss when it would be appropriate and how to use subteam. So then another section in the working group guidelines discusses the norms. In other words, what are the participation levels that are expected? How a working group chair would design a representative group, understanding that in certain situations, certain work teams might be primarily dominated by a particular part of the ICANN community only because their expertise is needed and it is something that is very specialized. What is the process integrity? You know, if there are administrative or issues problems within the working group, how does that flow? And what are the behaviors and norms that we need to adopt as professionals and citizens of the Internet society? How do we deal with one another, taking in inclusiveness and diversity? How do we behave and treat each other? What are those rules of engagement? Then we also talked about the standard methodology for making decisions. And there's an outstanding issue on determining the level of consensus, but I believe in our December 1st call we came to some resolution on this. There will be some changes to the language that will resolve the outstanding issue on this. And the appeal process, when someone disagrees with a determination made by the chair or by the working group and pronounced by the chair, how exactly can that be appealed within the system, within the GNSO? What is the outlet for resolving those types of issues? And then we talked about logistics and requirements and, so, you know, sessions planning, how meeting logistics occur, what communication and collaboration tools are available. We tackled the translations issues, briefings and subject matter experts that could be required, and how you might go about obtaining those from ICANN staff. And then we also talked about what your products and output should be as a working group, as a general guideline with regards to this. Then we also decided that we would also assist chartering organizations. Now, this document has been drafted much more neutral than GNSO specific, because we believed that a lot of the principles and issues that we had discussed would have applications broader than just the GNSO. ALAC has used a very similar model. Other groups, that as ICANN and its malleability may change, might want to use these guidelines. And so we made them much more generic. And so we talk about a chartering organization, which for the GNSO will be the GNSO Council, but this could be applied, and I believe it was Cheryl Langdon Orr in one of our discussions that mentioned that the same model could apply to cross-community work teams, such as the Recommendation 6 group, which I believe just made its presentation to the council. So these norms and these guidelines could be used in that model as well. So we talked about charter guidelines. How do you announce a working group? How do you talk about the transparency and openness and allow participants or potential participants to know that transparency and openness means that a lot of information will be public? The purpose and the importance and the expectations of the working group chair and the role as a neutral moderator of the discussion and an administrator of the process. We talked about other important roles within there and would you have chairs, would you have vice chairs, what is the role of staff? And so, and we also gave a working group charter template that basically lays out things that you need to consider when drafting a charter in a very simple, clear, and easy to understand format. Then we attached an annex that was sort of a chair's checklist that a new chair could use in order to make sure that they had followed the guidelines as they were put forth in the document. So where do we go from here? I owe, and we'll be delivering in the next couple of days, some additional language to the PPSC that we hope will address some of the outstanding issues with regards to those that were discussed in the December 1st telephone call. Then we hope to finalize the report at the PPSC level and submit it to the GNSO Council for consideration. We are recommending that the GNSO Council may wish to conduct a public comment forum prior to formal adoption. Now, you should all know that these guidelines have already been put to public comment, and those public comments have been addressed in the drafting of this document. And then, if there are any additional issues that are identified in that particular public comment, should you so choose to set forth, we believe it would go back to the PPSC for consideration of those public comments. So here you have the latest version that you can find of the guidelines. I believe, Marika, correct me if I'm wrong, there is both a red-lined version posted and a clean version so that you can see. The red-lined version, ladies and gentlemen, is where you will find the version that contains the rationale for changes that have been made and the explanation for changes that were not adopted based on both the public comments and the PPSC clarification request. And so with that, I would like to open it up to questions.
Jay, thank you very much. This is Olga. I will open a queue for questions to you. I would like to ask you a question before we start with other questions. You said this document had two public comment periods, and that you're suggesting that GNSO opens or organizes a public comment forum. So the document will be commented in a forum, not in a public comment period. Could you clarify that at least for me, please?
Okay. I'm sorry if I misspoke. It has only had one public comment. Marika will need to correct me if I'm misspeaking, but I believe it has only been put to public comment one time, and that was prior to submission initially in May to the PPSC. Prior to that being submitted, we put it out for public comment, took in those public comments, responded to those, and then submitted it to the PPSC. Our recommendation is when the PPSC delivers it to the GNSO Council, that the Council put it out again for public comment in its finalized form. Not a forum. It would just go into a 45-day public comment period, just like any other document for consideration.
Thank you very much, Jay, for your clarification. And I open now the floor for questions. I have Jeff.
Hey, Jay Scott. Thanks. I just want to stress there were a couple. The reason why we're asking or recommending it goes to a public comment period is there were a couple changes that were made to it, that some of which have a substantive impact. They're not huge, but they're ones that we'd rather have make sure everyone's good before the GNSO Council approves it. The second comment I want to make is I think this is an example where the PPSC and working group work team process has worked. It's also, I know, a subject we'll get into later on at some point, but it's one of the reasons why I made the comments I did on the non-commercial stakeholder group resolution or motion. We really do need to treat the PPSC differently than the OSC. If it's that certain people have issues with the OSC, then let's air those out. But the PPSC has worked, and it continues to work. And if it doesn't work, then I'd like to know about it, because I haven't heard any comments otherwise. And so I think that, and I know Aubrey may have a comment of that, which would kind of surprise me since she's in the group. But anyway, the point is that the motion that's currently with the GNSO of reducing it or possibly eliminating the PPSC, you know, we really need to take into consideration the existing work that's going on and make sure we don't hamper the hard work that's already been taking place and the good, really good recommendations that have at least come so far from the working group work team and shortly from the PDP work team.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Olga?
Yes, please.
Olga?
Yes.
Mr. J. Scott, can I just ask a point of order? I understand that there is a contentious motion, or at least a motion that has a lot of opinion about it, but I'm on a very compressed timeline in another jurisdiction, and if we could just keep the comments to the working group guidelines at this point, and then if you all want to have further comment after I drop off the phone with regards to the motion and its implications and the example or non-example of this team as an efficient or inefficient model, that would be fine. But I just have so limited time, I'd like to maximize the efficiency and get off this call as quickly as possible because it's cutting into my personal time.
Of course. Thanks for the clarification, Jay. How much more time you have for this session?
I am giving you, I have, 30 more minutes here, but it's just I don't want to mire my time down with a debate that can take place after I'm off the phone. I'm here to answer questions with regards to these guidelines specifically.
Okay, thank you. This is the time we all also have it scheduled for this session. Any other questions for Jay? If we don't have any further comments, I think that we can let you go and the document.
That's very nice. I do want to say to the GNSO Council that great accolades needs to go to our staff. Liz Gaster and Marika Koning have been an incredible resource in making sure that this particular work group functioned efficiently and quickly and in a productive manner. I also want to thank the very active members of this work team, and that is Cheryl Langdon Orr, Avery Doria, Jonas Sunanen, Sabai and Ilya for all participating in a very compressed timeline in moving this forward. They are shining examples of a multi-stakeholder working group, and you should all be very proud of the work that they did on behalf of each and every one of your constituencies, because they were a pleasure to work with, and it made job as a neutral chair a very easy thing to do. And I thank each and every one of them for all their hard work and dedication.
Thank you very much, Jay. There's applause for you. There's a comment from Avery. Avery, please.
Yeah, since you were so nice about all of us, and such, I really do want to make sure that you are commended for the way you did do the neutral chair role. While we were defining what it meant, you were really an exemplar of what it should be. So thanks.
Thank you, Aubrey. And at that, I'm going to drop off. I wish you all much diligent work. I hope that you enjoy the evening, and I will see everyone Tuesday morning bright and early. So you all take care, be safe, and I will see you all soon.
Thank you very much, Jay.
Bye.
For joining with us, and thanks very much for all your comments and your presentation. See you soon here. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Thanks, Olga.
Bye. Okay, guys.
So can we use the, is there any other time scheduled to talk about?
We have the next session is in a little less than half an hour, in 25 minutes, a quarter to three, if I'm not mistaken. Hold on a second. Did I check?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so is there any other scheduled council time to talk about that particular motion before the meeting?
Which motion?
The motion
next
that
one?
Was introduced.
If you want to use that time now, it's I don't know what the others think. Is that okay?
Yeah, there's a motion that was proposed by Chuck initially. Wendy had modified it, and then Mary. I'm not sure exactly where it stands, what the current language is, but I think we should spend some time talking about that so we can review it with our stakeholder groups before the meeting on Wednesday when we vote on it.
Thank you, Jeff. I would like to know the opinion of the rest, if we can use that time for that, and if this is the case, we should need those texts. Stefan.
Yeah, actually, that's two motions. There's one made by Chuck, and then there's one made by Wendy, which was amended by Mary. So those motions don't specifically say the exact same thing. I'm all for discussing them, but you need to identify those motions.
Okay, does anyone have them available? Like, I believe, so I believe, and people can correct me if wrong, Chuck's was based on the fact that if we don't pass a motion at this meeting extending the PPSC and the OSC, they will expire by their charter. So the apparently the groups will expire at the end of this year. So Chuck had just proposed a motion initially that was, well, let's extend the time in the charter so that these groups can continue to function. So that was Chuck's motion, and I don't know if that's, we can easily pick that up. Is that something we can?
I'm just trying to find the motion. I presume they're on the wiki. I'll get them uploaded, and I can show them.
Right, and Wendy's not here, right? Oh, I just can't see.
She's in the air.
So I really can't see her.
Sorry, Mary, please. Sorry.
But Jeff, if you had a question about Wendy's motion, those of us who are here can try and answer it because it was discussed during our stakeholder group meeting.
Yeah, I mean, if we can put it up, because I can't remember what it is now with the, as it was last revised or amended.
The only thing that's on the wiki, actually, is I think is Chuck's motion and Wendy's motion. I don't see Mary's motions there, but I'll put up the text.
Stefan has the text. He may read them if you are okay with that.
Well, I can read the resolve clauses on both Chuck and Wendy's motion. That might help. On Chuck's motion, the resolved was the council extends the terms of the Operation Steering Committee and the Policy Process Steering Committee and their respective work teams as necessary through the San Francisco ICANN public meeting in March 2011. The council directs each steering committee and applicable work team chair to identify the specific targets and benchmarks for their work and to share that information with the council by 19th of January 2011. The alternate motion it's short, so I'll read that in full, made by Wendy. It hasn't been seconded yet. Oh, Rafiq, that's not on the wiki. Okay, sorry. Whereas in October 2008, the GNSO Council established a framework for implementing the various GNSO improvements identified and approved by the ICANN Board of Directors, whereas that framework included the formation of two steering committees, the OSC and the PPSC, to charter and coordinate the efforts of five community work teams designed to develop specific recommendations to implement specific aspects of the improvements, whereas the OSC and the PPSC charters expire at the Cartagena meeting. Resolved, the council acknowledges the hard work of those work teams and thanks them for providing any final reports they may wish to offer. So on the one hand, there's a motion to extend the charters, and on the other, there's a motion just saying thank you, you're done, basically, if I summarize that. But I haven't got Mary's edit, so maybe... do you have them?
Well, that's okay. I mean, if you could... Can you just give a... You don't have to read exactly, just the main points of how that was changed. Okay. Well, obviously, so I am I'm the PPSC chair, and I'm only speaking on behalf of. Sorry, it's not even behalf of the PPSC. It's, I guess, my own personal view. But I would hope that most of the members of the PPSC, who are diligently PPSC and the work teams below it, who are diligently working towards finishing their products, I don't think any of them want to see, or I should say most of them don't want to see their charter expire, especially when they're getting close to getting done. I know there's been some consternation lately with some of the activities that may be going on with the OSC. I'm not really that privy to that, but I can tell you that I have not heard any examples that would seemingly justify terminating the PPSC or the work teams below it. You heard Jay Scott's presentation, and you know, if everything goes as planned, tomorrow we're going to finalize the text and submit it to the council. Obviously, the council's got to do some things and may want to send back certain things to the working group work team, maybe, you know, depending on what it does. Obviously, we don't want to see that expire. It would, you know, you're 99% done. With the PDP work team, you know, we are getting towards a final work product, and, you know, the hope is to present that to the PPSC early next year with a goal to get it to the council, assuming everything goes okay, beginning to mid-next year. I'm not sure if the council lets the charter expire. I think some of us will do the work anyway, I guess. But, you know, it just doesn't seem right. It seems very well, let me give the analogy. When the board passed a resolution demanding that the GNSO community figure out the whole vertical integration issue by a certain date, everyone kind of got a little bit annoyed at the fact that it was this top-down ordering you to do something, the council, on what the board felt the timeline should be. I view this kind of thing of ordering the steering committee and the PDP work teams without really much background in the issues that are being done to be very top-down and not a very effective policy management. I will say that I've never been approached by any of the people that are making this motion as chair of the PPSC of any issues they've had with the PPSC. And I would hope as, and as chair, I'm neutral. I could easily take criticism. I get criticized all the time. It's fine. But I would think before someone shuts it down because they think it's ineffective, something would have been brought to the attention of the chair. I don't know.
Thank you, Jeff. I have Mary that she has the wording of the new wording for the motion. I have Avery and I have Wolf. Mary.
Thanks, Olga. And Jeff, I know you and I have had a conversation already, so let me just say for everybody else and for the record that I don't have issues with the PPSC or you or anything else. I think when I proposed this motion after consultation with the NCSG membership, it was to facilitate the wrapping up of the implementation process. And the intention was not to shut down the teams, but rather to encourage the teams who are still working on their respective charters and whatever the tasks were to complete it by the San Francisco meeting. It may well be that your and Jay Scott's updates this weekend might involve some changing of the dates or moving forward or back for specific work teams, right, depending on the updates you're giving us this weekend. That's fine. So, but the broader intention was not to shut anything down or to denigrate from any of that work. So with that, let me read the proposed amendments. And it's really that there's two resolve clauses that I'm proposing. The first deals with timing and the second deals with the standing committee. And the first resolve clause reads, resolved, the Council acknowledges and thanks the OSC, the PPSC, and the five community work teams for their hard work, and directs each steering committee and applicable work team chair to identify for the Council any remaining targets and benchmarks for their respective work by no later than 19th January 2011, with a view towards final delivery to the Council of any remaining work items so identified by no later than the San Francisco meeting. That's the first resolve clause. And again, like I said, the dates, we can talk about that. The second resolve clause reads, further resolved, a standing committee to monitor implementation of GNSO improvements shall be established no later than the 19th of January 2011. The standing committee will work with the council to review and, if necessary, convene relevant work teams to refine and streamline the effectiveness of GNSO improvements on an ongoing basis.
Thank you, Mary. I have Avery.
Thank you. Yeah, and one of the reasons I put myself in the queue is because I was specifically mentioned as a member of the PPSC who couldn't possibly have anything against closing it, in favor of closing it. I'm actually not a member of the PPSC. I'm the second alternate. And my reasoning for being very supportive of closing down both the PPSC and the OSC, but not the working teams that are still doing work, and I don't think it was ever my understanding that anyone was talking about closing down the working teams, but just finishing them, is that you've almost had a carrying resolution on these steering groups for the last couple meetings. Every 6 months or whatever, they run out. Everybody says, we're not done yet. Everybody raises their hand. They go on another 6 months, and here we are again. Now, I participate in both of them. In the OSC, I'm a member. In the PPSC, as I say, I'm a second alternate. Our last meeting was a wonderful meeting. There were four people at it other than the staff shepherds. So, yes, it was a good meeting. We had the chair, the vice chair, one second alternate member, and Tim, who was invited in because he had issues to be discussed. So what I'm saying is that, in the first place, both the PPSC and the OSC that did amazing jobs at the beginning to get all this work done, to get through the first 80% of the work and got it done, I'm basically arguing in support of this motion that their work is essentially done. Yes, PDP and is still got a fair amount of work to do, and that you'll have your hands with for a while. The working group work team is essentially done. I was going to mention earlier that I was one of those that didn't quite see doing yet another comment period, but I'm not really against it. They're kind of like apple pie. Sure, community comments are good, but every time you run through it, you use an extra couple months up. One of the reasons that I want to argue in favor of moving these things first to council, for council to get a really good idea in its managerial role of where everything's at, to the standing committee that's looking at implementation, is you're already starting to have implementation issues. The GCOT and the DOI, which has been such a fun topic of late, the DOI has a different set of problems in working groups than it does in the council. So when you look at the demise of DOI, you have to take into account how does it work within working groups versus how does it work within council, and that's two different steering committees. So basically, with some of these things, as you start to get into implementation, you start to get into combinatorial effects. And that's where a new standing committee, which you've already sort of laid the groundwork for, seems the right place to sort of take the work that needs to be done, combine these two groups into one ongoing standing committee, and let the other groups that have essentially finished their work be done. Thanks.
Thank you, Avery. We have Wolf.
Thank you. I'm also a member of diverse groups here, standing committees and not standing steering, sorry, and working teams. I was thinking also because after some working teams have delivered the first approach or some results, so then also I got the impression then it started a little bit to retard. That means because the process through the steering committee up to the council and back and forth, it's not optimal to my view as well. So I was thinking also was how to improve that. And I'm optimistic. So because we are from the basic work we had to do in the working teams, we are almost, I would say, almost at the end of that. So what it needs right now is really to hand it over to the implementation phase. And I understand, really, that the working teams could not take into consideration all cases which could arise. So that's very usual that the result of this of these groups have to be discussed and have to be mirrored to the reality, and then it comes back. And the question is how it comes back and how it's going to be discussed. And at the time being, I understand the process is not optimal, that it goes then through the steering committees down to the working teams and goes back. That was not intended, because the steering committees the tasks were not just to rediscuss the content what was delivered by the working teams, rather than to coordinate more the work and taking care about that the work is fluently is going to be done. So and that was a little bit altered in that sense that some the steering committees sometimes are going to discuss again what was discussed in the working teams. So I would say I'm really confident that most of the working teams, because we have most of the motions with regards to the result of the working teams are on the table, that most of the working teams are going to finish early next year. The PDP team is different because it's really a very complex, a big complex, right? And it may need more time in this. So I would argue in this sense, not just at this status and just bring more turbulence to that process. That means at this time to delete the steering committees rather than maybe after the next meeting or it was intended in January or when the working teams and the steering committees come up with their deadlines and with the last report of open issues, and then really say discuss whether it should be deleted or not. So at this moment, I would say it would bring too much turbulence to the process if we go this time for that and vote for a, as it is stated in the motion at the time being. Thanks.
Thank you, Wolf. We have James, Jeff, and Alan.
Hi.
First. Go ahead.
So just briefly, I'm James. I'm a participant in the PDP, PPSC working group. I just wanted to support a lot of what Jeff was saying. Selfishly, I would love to see these efforts come to an expedited conclusion. I would love to have my Thursday mornings return back to my schedule. But I think that we've identified some very complex issues, as Wolf was mentioning, and these need to be resolved. We see them coming up time and time again in new working groups that are being formed. Because we're referencing some of the work that's being uncovered, you know, during the PPSC and also in the initial report that was released by that group. So I think to let this come in for a landing, don't shoot it out of the sky, would be my recommendation.
Thank you very much. Alan?
Well, I'll certainly second and third what James just said. It's a really small group working on the PDP. If we had a few more people who were interested in how ICANN creates policies over the next 10 years or so, it might have gone a little bit faster. Ignoring that, I'm not sure I understand the concept of disbanding the committee a sub-working team reports to, but it's going to stay floating there and not quite sure who it talks to or who it gives its work product to. I understand the need to simplify things and fix some of the problems we have, but there's a expression in English about throwing out the baby with the bathwater, and I think we have to be really careful here. There is work going on. It needs to be finished, and I don't think we want to do things that make it more difficult, because the small group will get even smaller if there are frustrations associated with it.
Thank you, Alan. Jeff.
Yeah, I want to echo that completely. I think it is a small group that participates, and frankly, one of the things we should be focusing on as a council is how do we get more participation in the groups. I've come back here several times over the past year saying, hey, council, your guys aren't participating. The ones that you all assign to these groups, they don't show up. In fact, I think we have a council liaison, but I couldn't really tell you who that is. That's a problem. That's a problem of the council. Let's address our own problems before we kind of assume that the problems are really of the sub-teams or the steering committee. You know, look, the resolution, you know what Avery said, or I think it was Avery that said, well, we never intended to get rid of the work team. We just intended to get rid of the steering committee. Well, how do you do that? And that's not in the motion. It doesn't say that. So, you know, what are people supposed to think? We've got to be predictable there. Procedurally, you know, I think we need to extend this charter because we need to continue work. I think the points that, Mary, that you've brought up, and I think with extending the charter, I think it's very fair to ask for delivery dates and dates that we can accomplish these tasks. That's great. And even January 19th, that's fine. I think the second part of the motion about creating the standing committee, and I don't know how we do this procedurally, so I'm looking at Olga and Stefan, about if there's a possibility of splitting your motion into two and voting them separately, because I think the whole standing committee concept is completely different than asking for deliverable dates of the existing committees, and I don't want one to get intertwined with the other, right? I don't want to have to vote down the motion because I don't agree with the standing committee concept, but I obviously we need the charter to be we can't let it expire. So we need to figure out a way to do that procedurally, and I know that it's less than 8 days, but I think this might be something we could probably agree to.
I have Avery and then Mary. Stefan, you want to comment?
No, I just...
Stefan and Jamie. Avery.
Okay, yeah, thank you. A couple just brief things. One of them is I understand closing down a committee is probably the hardest thing in the world for any group to do. Committees basically self-perpetuate and have a good reason for continuing for a long, 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 long time. Definitely, as I said before, nobody was talking about throwing out babies. If I understood Mary's motion, it was to move those work teams either under the standing committee or under the council's direction itself, like a working group is directly under the council, that wasn't particularly difficult to do. And in terms of staffing, getting people to actually participate in the committees, I fully endorse what Jeff has to say, though in my experience, staffing one committee is easier than staffing two of them. And if you look at who's participating in the committees, you basically find that pretty much you got the same people doing two of them in what I consider a confusing way. So... And the delivery dates. If you look back at your previous continuing motions on these committees, you've done that before.
Thank you, Avery. We have Stefan.
I just wanted to have a stab at answering your procedural question. If I understand it, you're saying Mary's motion should be split into two. If that's the case, I think you have to propose a friendly amendment and see if it is accepted as friendly. But that will not split the motion into two, obviously. So I would hope, for the motion's sake, then that you would be able to propose a friendly amendment that would allow to get the result that you want. The alternative is to redraft another motion, but that would take another motion being proposed.
Thank you, Stefan. We have Jamie, Bill, Tim, Jeff, and Mary. Jamie.
As I understand, the aim of Mary's motion is either to put some pressure or in the group, or it's not, I hope, is not to raise suspicion. It's only to put some pressure and to claim for some timeline compromise from the both groups. But I think what I heard Jeff that's lacking is not a pressure, but is lacking sometimes is participation from those. And I have a question to Jeff. With the kind of participation you have now, which I know is not sufficient, do you think you could meet this time and the schedule proposed by the Mary's motion?
So I think Mary's motion is just that we have a set of deliverables that we deliver to the council by the 19th with a goal of getting it done by the San Francisco meeting. I think that we could certainly get a list of deliverables by the 19th. If it has to go through a PPSC before it gets to the council, if the PDP work team stuff has to go through the PPSC to get to the council, probably not by San Francisco. But I think participation is a... Let me go back a step. I don't think we need any more pressure. I think my employer puts enough pressure on me to get this stuff done that I've been doing for 2 years. And I do not want this committee to continue. So let's put that aside. This is not something I want to be perpetuated. But I really do believe that we need to, as a council, start pressuring our own stakeholder groups to get people to attend. We will finish this work product. My biggest fear is that once we finish it, we're going to have people coming out of the woodwork basically saying, oh, well, did you consider this? Did you consider that? I don't agree with this. I don't agree with that. Stakeholder groups will have, they'll be making comments, and then we'll all look at each other going, where have you been for 18 months? We've been trying to get you to come, and now you're making comments. So do I think the process is going to be done? No, because I think people are going to wake up, they're going to see the recommendations, and then to go, oh, wait, I guess now we need to pay attention. That's my big fear. So do I think us as a small group, with Alan, myself, Avery, Alex from the non-commercial stakeholder group, and James and Paul Diaz and David Maher, yeah, we'll get this done. But does that constitute the best cross-section of the community? Probably not. And so I don't want people to later come in and blow it up.
Thank you, Jeff. Just a small point of order. We're past time.
One clarification.
We have a queue.
No. He was asking a question for me, and it's not clear. With the present group, do you think that by the San Francisco meeting, yes or not?
By that point in time, the PDP work team will have it. I'm hoping we'll have we'll have a final report out. We'll have there'll be another comment period because of substantive changes. What's that? Draft final. What's that? Right, then it's got to go to the steering committee. That part will not be done.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I have Bill and Tim and Mary.
Thanks. And whoever else. I don't think Mary, just to be clear, I don't think Mary's motion was in any way indicating any desire to pressure people or any disrespect for the efforts that people put in. It's just, I think that we made a decision at some point that we thought it would be better institutional design to have a standing committee. And, we agreed to do that, and people are saying, we in comparative terms, I mean, leaving aside all the stuff that people feel wedded to a process that they're now involved in and they feel like they're being harassed or something, if you just want to put it in more neutral terms and say which model would seem better in terms of managing these processes going forward, there was a view previously within the council that the standing committee would be sensible, number one. And so I think the feeling is, well, then why don't we try to do that? Number two, when we've talked about this before, Stefan used the expression fresh eyes a number of times. Jeff, you've made the point repeatedly that we haven't been able to get enough people engaged, and I admit I haven't participated in those groups. But maybe if we were to launch with a new mandate, a new body that was approaching these things in a more integrative way, maybe some more people would feel compelled to come in, bring new energy, bring new ideas, bring new perspectives on things that would help move things along. So, I mean, the point is it could invigorate the process rather than making it more difficult to finish. The last point I would make is if the concern is with the working teams, you said, well, the motion doesn't say it preserves the working teams. We could change the language to make that clear. I mean, if that's what you want language that specifically says the working teams continue on, etc., you know, that's fine. But I think that she's trying to address that middle layer and say, let's do what the council agreed to do some time ago.
Can I just really briefly? I promise, be very brief. One of the recommendations of the PDP work team that I believe will make it all the way through is that a standing committee is created. I think this motion is a little premature. There will be a standing committee, at least that's the recommendation. So let's let it follow its course. As far as fresh eyes, once the final report's delivered, if you want to eliminate the PPSC out of the PDP work team process, we could talk about that, and that may be a good motion for the next time. That may be valuable. But at this point, let's just extend the charter. Let's figure it out for the next meeting, because I don't see why it's so urgent that we have to solve this problem with a new standing committee at this meeting.
Thank you, Jeff. I have Tim. We are past the hour, past a quarter to three, and we have two other issues, very important ones to talk about. So, and I need 3 minutes to go to the restroom. So I have Tim. I have very briefly, if then it's Mary, Alan, and Marilyn, if you can, no need. So I caught up with Alan, and you don't need to talk to him. Thank you very much, Tim. Mary, Alan?
Very brief, as a response to some of the questions and comments. And first, let me emphasize, and if I had time and Olga did not need to go to the bathroom, I would emphasize again that this in no way, shape, or form was ever intended to put pressure or light a fire under anybody. So that was not the intent at all. The intent really was to streamline the process, bring it directly under the council, and get on with it. And hence, in terms of the standing committee issue, I saw it as a related point, that the standing committee would then come in and help the council review and wrap up the process.
Thank you, Mary. Alan, you're the last one.
Yeah, a couple of quick points. Regarding pressure, no one could put any more pressure on than we put on ourselves right now. And so I don't think pressure is an issue. The work is going to continue regardless of what anyone says, and I don't really see the pressure of having this motion at this point. The PPSC and the OSC are not a really active group taking up a lot of time, and I think we can defer it and get things in good order. In terms of more volunteers, I'm not sure we want them now, to be honest. Getting people up to speed at this point probably would not be the best thing at all. And lastly, in regard to the request to split the motion, if there is an insistence that a motion be given, my recollection is there's precedent both here and in the board for having separate votes on different on different resolves within a motion. I think that's been done here before in other places, and that's an option, although I would like to see the motion off the table and something nice and clean put forward at a future meeting.
Thank you very much, Alan. Thank you, everyone, for the very constructive discussion. We can take a 3 minutes break, and we have the two motions for Wednesday, and then we have two very important topics to talk about: is CHESS and vertical integration. So we meet again in 2 minutes. Thank you.